Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Scary moments at another Triangle Area Parade. What we're learning about the people arrested after a car sped through the crowd going the wrong way.
Efforts are underway to get hundreds of Americans out of harm's way. How ships are now bringing them home from Israel.
Also, it's been nearly two decades since Natalie Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba. Now the suspect at the center of the case is reportedly preparing to plead guilty. At least three people were arrested during the Hillside High School homecoming parade. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Durham police say two dirt bike riders were taken into custody after trying to join that parade. Police say another woman with them was also arrested for an outstanding warrant. Also during that parade, a scary situation as a car drove the wrong way through the middle of it. WRAL crews are in court now, working to learn more about the people arrested. We are also speaking with people who were there about what this means for parade safety going forward. Apex police are reminding drivers to follow the speed limit in school zones. Officers and parents held up Drive Carefully signs today at the crosswalk in front of Scotts Ridge Elementary. They're calling the effort Operation Safe Zone, a way to remind drivers to slow down when children walk to school. Parents are most concerned about drivers speeding through a crosswalk at the intersection of Scotts Ridge Trail and Apex Barbecue Road.
We've heard screeching brakes. We've had cars fly through the crosswalk while kids are about to put feet into the crosswalk, which is very scary.
That crosswalk is near the neighborhood where a 10-year-old boy was hit and killed while riding a scooter in May.
Now to the latest headlines in the Israeli-Hamas war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to Israel today to address the crisis, including pressure to open a humanitarian corridor to Gaza from Egypt. Now, 500,000 people have left northern Gaza for the south as Israel gears up for the next stages of its war. Since the October 7th terrorist attack, more than 1,400 Israelis have died. Nearly 2,800 Palestinians have been killed. Today, a group of Jewish North Carolinians went directly to Congresswoman Valerie Fuchs to demand that she advocate for a ceasefire and Israel to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. They read the names of children killed there. People also placed pebbles outside her door to represent the lives lost. Fuchs was not at her office.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center this afternoon, we are learning that President Biden has postponed a trip to Colorado that he was supposed to take today to stay in Washington. This all to focus on the growing Israel-Hamas conflict. He was supposed to visit CS Wind in Colorado and talk about clean energy incentives. But the White House said a few hours before he was set to take off that it would be rescheduled. Instead, he's expected to hold a series of high-level meetings with aides on Israel and the growing humanitarian concerns in Gaza.
Fayetteville police say the death of a woman whose body was found in a field is now officially ruled a homicide. A man found the body of Crystal Logren when he was walking his dog Wednesday night near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric Street. Officers have not said how she died. If you have any information that can help in this case, call the Fayetteville Police Department. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office made another arrest in what it calls a scheme to defraud the Bun U Sports League. Richard Murray is facing felony charges for intimidating a witness. Jamie Murray was arrested last week after deputies say he embezzled more than $4,000 from the nonprofit. Deputies say the two are brothers. This is a developing story. We'll bring you updates as we get them.
If you're driving through Garner over the next few days, you want to listen to this. WRAL's Brian Schrader has a traffic alert and the detours you'll come across there.
The DOT is converting the Jones Sausage Road interchange at I-40 in Garner into a new diverging diamond design. And to get ready for that, crews are going to be closing the Jones Sausage Road bridge over I-40 for the next couple of nights. It's going to close from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. tonight, Tuesday night and possibly on Wednesday night. Now, the bridge is going to be closed, but the ramps will stay open. So if you're trying to get to the north side of Jones Sausage Road from I-40 eastbound, head to Business 70, turn around at the Greenfield Parkway exit to head back to 40 westbound, and from there you can take Jones Sausage Road up toward Rock Quarry Road. If you're trying to get to Garner Road on Jones Sausage Road, take 40 westbound to Rock Quarry Road, then turn around on 40 eastbound to pick up Jones Sausage from there. The bridge should be open in time for the morning commute. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And the morning commute got off to a slow start after an overnight crash brought down several traffic lights. The crash closed part of Main Street at Fayetteville Street in Durham. Power was also knocked out in the intersection until those power crews could arrive with a new pole to fix the fallen lights. No word if the driver faces any charges.
School boards and county commissioners from two counties are getting together today in Rocky Mount. They will discuss plans to separate the Nash and Edgecombe school systems along county lines. The city of Rocky Mount is split between the two counties. Because of this, some students who live in Edgecombe County attend schools run by Nash County, which is supposed to be paid by the former county to educate those kids. Nash and Edgecombe County leaders, as well as school board members, hope to submit their final demerger plan next month. A new state law is prompting some schools to change how they are enrolling students in sex education. North Carolina school systems are responding to the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. Our WRAL Education Insider reports that at least one school system is now requiring families to sign their kids up for it, and most of them haven't done it. That's Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Others are saying parents still don't need to sign up, but parents can still opt out. State education officials are looking at what the law requires. Some think requiring parents to sign up their kids could lead to fewer kids taking sex ed. Experts credit comprehensive sex education with helping to reduce infections and teen pregnancies, alongside increased access to birth control. You can read our in-depth report in the education section at WRAL.com.
Today, you have a chance to give your input on what's in the new City of Raleigh budget. A listening session is happening today from 6 to 7:30 at John Chavis Park Community Center. The city officials want the community's input on things like transportation, housing, parking, and the environment. If you can't make it to today's session, there is another one tomorrow at Carolina Pines Community Center.
And happening right now in the WREL Life Center, St. Augustine's former head football coach is speaking out this afternoon after he was fired. He's talking about why he thinks he was ousted after just six games. This is happening live right now on WRELSportsFan.com. You can watch that live. WREL's Chelsea Donovan is also following this very closely, and we'll have more updates later on in our evening newscast.
Next at noon, a possible plea deal in a decades-old mystery. What authorities want to get out of the man accused in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway.
Also, donations keep on coming in for the Walk to End Alzheimer's event. The total raised for support and research.
Plus, the application period is now open for Wake County Early College, Magnet, and Year-Round Schools. At 12:30, what you need to know to apply. Elizabeth.
And it's a beautiful afternoon out there to head out to the State Fair. We do have rain in the forecast one day this week. Coming up, I'll walk you through the timeline.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Breast cancer is the second most common cancer among women in the U.S. Advocates and health experts say it's critical that patients, survivors, and their caregivers get the support they need. Ted Lindner takes a look at how you can lend a helping hand.
One foot in front of the other. Thousands of people across the country continue marching to support breast cancer patients and survivors fighting for a cure.
The love, support, the energy, it's just amazing.
October marks Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The disease is the second most common cancer among women in the U.S., behind some kinds of skin cancer, according to the CDC. It's also the most expensive cancer to fight, making up 14% of all cancer treatment costs.
Thousands of breast cancer patients are forced to choose between paying their mortgage and paying for medication.
But while the American Cancer Society finds the rate of breast cancer deaths has been declining for more than 30 years, medical experts say the statistics don't stop many survivors from being overwhelmed with fear their cancer will return.
Fear of cancer recurrence is one of the most prevalent, persistent, and disruptive sources of distress for cancer survivors.
Shelley Johns of Indiana University School of Medicine says those worries are more severe for younger survivors.
Approximately 50% of breast cancer survivors have moderate to severe levels of fear of recurrence that can really disrupt their social, cognitive, emotional, and physical functioning.
John says it's important to know that this fear is normal and recommends breast cancer survivors talk to their doctors about their risk of recurrence and ways they can reduce it. In moments where fear can impact happiness, John says survivors should also speak to a trusted therapist and engage in hobbies to help them refocus their mind.
That's Ted Lidner reporting. Nearly 20 years ago now, Natalie Holloway vanished while on a high school graduation trip to Aruba. Now it appears the man investigated for years in connection with her disappearance, Joran Vandersloot, will accept a plea deal. Sam Brock explains which charge the plea covers.
In just 2 days, Joran Vandersloot will appear in an Alabama courtroom once again. The prime suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance for years, Vandersloot has never been charged with her murder. But he was extradited to the U.S. months ago, accused of attempting to extort the Holloway family. Vandersloot pleaded not guilty, but according to the Holloway family attorney, the court will consider a plea deal this week with a major contingency.
It was conditioned upon Mr. Vandersloot revealing details of how Natalie died and how her body was disposed of.
No government officials have confirmed this information to NBC News. Kelly expects Vandersloot's detailed narrative of how Natalie died to be revealed after court this week, but much remains under wraps.
There won't be any further, investigation or search or anything like that, if that's what you're asking, for Natalie's remains.
Back in 2010, federal prosecutors accused Vandersloot of attempting to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother, Beth, for information about how her daughter died. Kelly says the Dutch national later agreed to reveal the location of Natalie's remains in Aruba in exchange for a $25,000 payment. The information proved false. In June, federal agents transported Vandersloot to Birmingham, Alabama from Peru, where he was serving a 28-year sentence for killing college student Stephanie Flores. It's believed Vandersloot was one of the last people to see Holloway alive. On the 10-year anniversary of Natalie's disappearance, Beth Holloway telling Savannah she was still seeking justice for her daughter.
Until Joran faces the extortion charges in the U.S., then justice is not being served for Natalie.
According to Kelly, that justice can never be fully delivered, but relief from a decades-long legal process could be coming.
Sam Brock reporting. Raleigh police say a shooting sent one man to the hospital was the result of a domestic dispute. It happened last night on Durlane Drive. Officers say the man was shot several times. He's in serious condition, but his name has not been released. They do have a person in custody.
Donations keep pouring in for this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's event. The Eastern North Carolina chapter held its annual walk at Halifax Mall in Raleigh in October. The organization now says participants raised more than $420,000 to fund Alzheimer's care, support, and research programs of the Alzheimer's Association. WRL sports anchor Chris Lee hosted the opening ceremony. WRL was a proud community partner. The NC Courage clinched a spot in the playoffs last night during their game against the Washington Spirit. The women will be hosting New Jersey, New York, Gotham next Sunday at Wake Med Soccer Park. This is the first time the Courage made the playoffs since 2021.
So far, more than 250,000 people have passed through the gates at the North Carolina Fairgrounds for this year's State Fair. Friday, Renee and I had a chance to greet some of our wonderful viewers out there, and Ken Smith just wrapped up his shift. And in true Ken fashion, he has food with him, of course. He is live outside the WRL tent with some of the new foods at the State Fair this year, Ken.
You know, Jeff, you send Ken Smith to the State Fair. Of course, I'm going to focus on food. But before we get to the food, though, I had such a wonderful time with meteorologist Anthony Baglione signing autographs to many of our loyal viewers. Many of them are out here today. Just a beautiful day out here. And it was gratifying to hear them say how much they appreciate what we do in the mornings and how they wake up to us in the mornings. So that was a good thing. Now, the real treat, some of the new foods here. Of course, Cool Runnings got the jerk chicken mac and cheese, but my other favorites, how about this? From La Farm Bakery out here, this pulled pork treat topped with bacon, you can't beat it, all about La Farm. And then from Fat Boys Barbecue, how about this? It's a take on, you know, chicken and waffles? This is brisket and waffles, and you can get it with pancake syrup or Mike's Hot Honey, however you want it. Now, the pièce de résistance, right here from Peachy's, this peanut butter cream donut. Somebody help me. This is a take on peanut butter, butter pecan with whipped cream on top. I don't know if I should taste it. Should I taste it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. They twisted my arm, so I got to taste it. How about that? All right. These guys have been coming to the fair for about 3 or 4 years now, and this is their new item this year. Is this amazing or what?
It's gotta be.
Oh, it is so good. And Jeff, I would bring some back for you, but between Sean Braswell and I think we're gonna devour that. But I also want to tell you there's some great stuff happening at the forestry area. You can watch the Big Bird Man. There's a show at 1 o'clock. There's one at 4:30. So many other wonderful things and wonderful treats out here at the State Fair. And it's such a beautiful day out here, Jeff. You cannot beat being at the State Fair, having your best day ever, Jeff.
Ken, man after my own heart there, starting with dessert and then moving backwards through the entree. It's perfect.
He's a one-stop food guy. Ken Smith.
Yeah. Brisket, waffle on a stick. Can't beat it.
We are hungry.
Boom.
Ken, thanks, man. While you are out at the fair, don't forget to stop by the WRL tent. Meet some of your favorites. We are located on the northeast side of Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row. You'll find Ken there. Deborah Morgan and Dan Haggerty will be out there today, 2 until 3 o'clock. And tomorrow, stop by between 10:30 and 11:30. Michelle McConaughey and Brian Schrader are out there. Peter Sherwood and Gerald Owens are between 2 and 3 p.m. tomorrow. So we got a full lineup out there. We can't wait. I'm going to be out there Wednesday with Elizabeth again. It'll be fun.
And Ken was talking about how nice the weather is today as you take a live look here over downtown Raleigh. And Elizabeth, you know, in years past, we've had roller coaster temperatures. Sometimes it's really, really hot. But this week, that won't be an issue.
It is not going to be hot. The warmest day of the fair would have been Friday when we got up to around 80 degrees. We're looking at 60 right now, 20 degrees cooler than what we saw on Friday. And there are definitely people walking around in some shorts and t-shirts. It's 60. But also in some long sleeves and pants. I would be out there in a sweater at 60 degrees for sure. A beautiful sky out there. We do have a few puffy clouds, but blue sky in between. And I'll tell you what, Monday is my secret weapon. If I'm going to the fair with the kids, I really like to go on Mondays. But look at this. There was a giant line already for the carousel. It is busy, busy, busy out there. So, man, it's going to be quite a week at the fair. It'll be interesting with the good weather that we're going to see this week, just to see what their attendance is, whether they hit any records. We do have some cloud cover that's going to come streaming in this afternoon. It's a little bit of it now. It'll thicken up this afternoon. We do have a disturbance that swings by. We may see a few sprinkles. Well, to our north and west, we're not likely to see any rain here with that disturbance moving through. So temperatures, as we get through the afternoon, again, 60 right now, we're looking at low 60s, 62 degrees. But talk about chilly. The mountains this morning got their first dusting of snow in places. This is actually at Cataluchi Ski Resort, which is near Waynesville, courtesy of Resort Cams. Look at that little dusting. Now, it's sunny right now, and it melted immediately. But from early this morning, it looks really pretty, doesn't it? Ski season is, I would say, right around the corner. corner, but it's still a couple months away for North Carolina. 60 degrees right now, dew point 42. Again, 63, our high temperature around 3 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's a cool 55 in Roxborough, 59 in Southern Pine, 62 in Clinton, 62 in Goldsboro. Around town, 63 for the high in Raleigh, 62 in Durham, and 66 in Fayetteville. Some more cool mornings in our forecast. Our normal low is 51. We dropped into the upper 40s this morning. Looking at mid-40s tomorrow morning, Wednesday 48, Thursday 49. We tend to see these coldest temperatures right around 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning this time of year. Of course, it turned chilly yesterday. That chilly air is still sitting with us right now, but we're going to see the warm air pushing in for Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, another front comes through that will cool us off for the weekend. So 73 is our normal high. We're below that the next couple of days, and then 72 on Thursday. We do have a chance of some showers on Friday. We're going to coming up in just a little while, we're going to talk about the timing. Right now, it looks pretty late Friday, maybe into early Saturday, but I'll walk you through that with Futurecast coming up in just a few minutes. But other than that, we are dry for the next 7 days for the state fair.
Sounds good. Elizabeth, thank you. Coming up today on our evening news, the city of Raleigh is figuring out what to do with the dozens of buildings on the Dix Park campus. Today at 4, we're getting our first look at the estimates of what it will cost to keep them and who could be asked to pay for it.
And scammers are hiding behind legitimate businesses to try to trick you into giving away your money. Tonight at 6, 5 on Your Side shares which triangle companies are being taken advantage of and how not to fall victim.
Welcome back as we take a live look at the legislative building in Raleigh. Beautiful puffy clouds there in the sky. Today will be the coolest day of the week with a high of only 63 degrees, but we'll eventually get into the 70s by the end of the week. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
After years of money issues, Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain will also close more stores. The company will restructure and name a new chief executive. Wall Street Journal reports an auction will be held for a buyer. Rite Aid's bankruptcy filing comes amid long-term finance problems, failed mergers, and lawsuits stemming from the opioid crisis. More than three-quarters of holiday travelers are changing their plans due to inflation and rising prices. A new report from Bankrate finds the biggest changes include driving instead of flying, taking fewer trips, and booking cheaper accommodations. About 70% of holiday travelers have at least one concern about their upcoming trip, led by worries their plans will put a strain on their budget. A quarter are concerned they'll feel pressure to spend more than they are comfortable with, and 16% are worried they may go into debt just to pay for that holiday travel.
The Houston Astros hope to tie the American League Championship Series today. The Texas Rangers defeated the Astros 2-0 last night in Game 1. The winner of the Best of 7 series will advance to the World Series, where they will meet either the Philadelphia Phillies or Arizona Diamondbacks. Pre-game begins at 3:30. The game starts at 4:30 on Fox 50. Bringing Americans home from Israel, how companies are offering their services to bring them back by air and by sea.
More than 100 colleges and universities across our state are waiving fees during the annual college application week. Which schools are not included on this list? And here are your winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A large number of Israel Defense Forces and military equipment are at the Gaza Strip preparing for ground maneuvers against Hamas. The IDF also deployed armored bulldozers capable of removing obstacles in the course of advancement, including the detonation of mines. Lucas Tomlinson reports on efforts to get Americans out of the Middle East safely.
We're leaving because it's unsafe here. We've had rockets a few times in my city in Rosh Hashanah, and I have two kids. And it's very scary to wake them up in the middle of the night, running to the shelter room.
As the fighting escalates between Israel and Hamas, a U.S. ship has left the port of Haifa with American citizens on board. Commercial airlines have largely stopped flying into the airport in Tel Aviv.
Our flights were all canceled, we found out. Within a day or two, we realized we didn't have a flight, so we were waiting to see what would happen.
U.S. Embassy officials say Americans and their immediate relatives in Israel could have taken the ship to Cyprus.
Well, the ship is taking us to Cyprus, and we have a flight booked from Cyprus to Dallas.
While sea evacuations have happened previously in Lebanon, one leaving from Israel is rare. Officials were busy verifying passengers' documents before boarding. Among the passengers, some tourists whose time has been cut short by the war that broke out a little more than a week ago.
I'd love to stay, but my family is all saying, please leave, please get out while you can.
We would love to come back and finish what we didn't get to see. And I feel so much for the people. Excuse me, it makes me tear up so much they're going through. But we're with them. We pray for them every day.
That was Lucas Tomlinson reporting. The U.S. government estimates there are roughly 600 dual nationals remaining in Israel.
Social media platforms are accelerating efforts to eliminate misinformation about the Israel-Hamas war. Facebook and Instagram's parent company Meta has banned Hamas from both apps. They're using a special operations center, which has fluent Hebrew and Arabic speakers who can assist in taking down violating content. Press organizations are also assisting in content evaluation and fact-checking. Social media platform X is also removing Hamas-linked content. So far, the site has removed hundreds of social media posts that have ties to the terrorist group. Those accounts are gone now. X is monitoring fake, manipulated, hate-oriented, and violent posted content, as well as updating its public interest policy.
Religious leaders and community groups around the world are calling for peace in the wake of the attack on Israel by Hamas and Israel's retaliation. One local minister took two pilgrimages to Israel during her studies at Duke Divinity School. Carnella Hill is a pastor of Be Restored Church in Wilson, and she joins us now live to talk about how people of different faiths are coming together in these uncertain times. Pastor Hill, great to have you on this program as we try to find our way in this deep division of bloodshed and violence on the other side of the world. And many of us turn to faith. So talk to us about what local faith leaders are doing to encourage understanding and to help prevent the spread of misinformation.
Yes, Renee, thank you for this opportunity. It is so important that we pray. We pray, and some people take that for granted, and they're praying amiss, but we are asked by God to, if we follow what the Bible says, pray. And one of the groups I am heavily involved in is Philos, the Philos Project, and Passages. Those are the two groups I went to Israel with. And they have been asking the clergy to pray from Psalms. And so yesterday, that's exactly what I did with my congregation. We prayed from Psalms, Psalms 125. And Psalms 125 basically ends with peace be upon Israel. But we are also asked to forgive. We must forgive those that we disagree with, those that do harm. We must forgive. And it is not our job to judge, but that will be taken care of by our Father, our Heavenly Father. And so that is what everybody needs to do. Forgive, pray for peace. Pray for peace across the world. Pray for the children and check on families. Check on your children. Ask them how they're doing. Recently, we had someone to come up to us and say, I'm struggling. Can you help me? Can you pray with me? And he was a young gentleman. The young people are feeling this just like everyone else. So it is crucial that we check on them, that we pray, and you need to unplug sometimes and just have a conversation around the table.
We are certainly all feeling this, and we were just showing our viewers a live look at Israel as well as some of the pictures from your trips to Israel. Talk to us about the lessons you learned when you took the pilgrimages there and how you're applying that to your understanding of the conflict today.
Yes, my last trip was last year, actually. I took a journey. And during that trip, it was totally a different one because our trip was delayed on several occasions because of different activities that was happening. And so we came together on that very last day. And during that time, we saw the flashers that was happening and we were very nervous. That was our last day there. Because so much has happened. And so what we've learned is just to stay together, to unify, to give to organizations such as the Philos Project that supports Jews. Check on your Jewish friends. Mostly everyone has a Jewish friend. Check on your friends, but pray for Palestine too, because it is important right now that we pray. Not everybody is a bad person, but the goal is, how can we make a difference? Donate to the different causes. Unify, but read Psalm 2, your children to your congregation.
Pastor Hill, right. Perhaps if there is one thing we can all agree on, it's we are praying for peace. We appreciate your message here as you work to take part in events that will help bridge this division and foster understanding. Pastor Carnella Hall of Be Restored Church in Wilson, thank you.
Thank you.
Parents, you want to hear this. If your child is a senior in high school, we have a way you can save some money this week. All week long, you can save money and apply to North Carolina colleges for free. WRO's Kelsey Coffey has details.
More than 100 colleges and universities across the state are participating in this, including Meredith College. And this could be a game changer for a lot of families out there. The average college application fee is about $55. So if your high school senior is applying to multiple schools, those fees can add up. Students must apply through the College Foundation of North Carolina's website to opt out of the application fee. You can find a full list of participating colleges and universities on their website. UNC Chapel Hill and NC State are not participating, but there are a lot of other options out there for students. The last day for students to apply without paying those application fees is this Friday, October 20th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
The application period is now open for Wake County Early College, Magnet, and year-round schools. Early college application ends December 14th. The deadline for Magnet and year-round schools is January 25th. Applications are not first come, first served. Families are notified by email in late February 2024. If you're selected, you'll be only selected for one of the schools to which you applied. So be sure to apply to a school or schools you want to attend.
You may want to try adding more seafood to your diet. Why eating more of it could help you burn off more food overall.
And becoming a social media influencer is not just a matter of luck and opportunity. Still to come, the college that's making influencing a degree and the big demand to major in it. Triangle's first neonatal intensive care unit celebrated 50 years with a reunion. Hundreds of patients from over the years and their families made their way to Wake Med for the event. It served as a space to bring families and staff together to see how the hospital's tiniest patients have grown.
It really does our hearts good and fills us up to see all these families thriving and all these kiddos who, you know, we knew as tiny little nuggets who have now gotten big and just to see what they've all gone on to do. Anytime we can see our community come back together, thriving and doing well, that's why we're here.
And the people who went there were able to enjoy refreshments, carnival games, arts and crafts and more.
Durham County is now offering updated COVID-19 vaccine appointments for the uninsured. The Durham County Public Health Department is offering Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for those 6 months and older. These appointments are for people who don't have private health care coverage, Medicare, Medicaid, or their insurance doesn't cover COVID vaccines. If you do not have insurance, you can schedule an appointment by calling the number on your screen. Increasing your metabolism could be as simple as eating a bit of seafood. A study out of Washington University in St. Louis says creatures that have exoskeletons like cicadas or crustacean skeletons like crabs, shrimp, or lobsters contain a substance called chitin. In lab mice, chitin acted with anti-obesity responses as well as raised metabolism. Researchers believe the same responses could happen in humans.
A change is coming to an Easter basket near you, one meant to keep you healthy, when it will go into effect after the break. Plus,
brands are putting a lot more of their marketing dollars into influencer partnerships and content creation, and they're really seeing a value in that.
Coming up, how swipes can mean big bucks in your bank account.
We're back, and the Kelly Clarkson Show is back as well with season 5. It premieres today on WREL. All new this year, the show will be taping in New York City. Here's a sneak peek.
It's time, y'all.
Come on! I feel good. Yeah, I know that I would not.
It's a new season from my new home in NYC.
And you don't even have to wait that long. You can watch the season premiere of The Kelly Clarkson Show today, 2 p.m., right here on WREL. Social media influencer. It's a fun little side hustle for a lot of folks, but can it be a career?
At least one college thinks so and is offering a degree to teach students how to navigate their way through the fast-changing social media world. Caroline Shively explains how graduates can turn it into a lucrative livelihood as well.
Parents often say to their kids, get off the phone. But maybe more phone time is good. Long thought of as a lifestyle, social media influencing is becoming an actual career choice for many young people. Southeast Technological University in Ireland is even offering a first-of-its-kind bachelor's degree in influencing.
If you want to be an influencer or work for yourself, you have to understand how to be that manager of your own finances and ideas as well. Nationally, career guidance experts now are saying to young people, having a job, working as a YouTuber, it's a legitimate job, it's a career, and it has prospects.
A few dozen students will be enrolled next year, and the earning potential could be worth it. Everyone wants their piece of the pie.
Brands are putting a lot more of their marketing dollars into influencer partnerships and content creation, and they're really seeing a value in that.
Maddie Smith quit her job at a plush real estate firm to pursue influencing full time. Last year, she made six figures, and she's only 25 years old. Her account, DMV Food Finds, chronicles her every move, from her gym routines to hangouts at her favorite spots. She likes that people can now study about influencing in college.
I think it's a great idea because the industry has expanded a ton.
Not everyone agrees.
I have to kind of be a con on that.
Lori Collins, a.k.a. DC City Girl, became an influencer sort of by accident, capturing pretty landscapes around town. She thinks the world of social media moves too fast to be learned in 4 years.
Instagram right now is really big on Reels. 4 years from now, they may not even be in business.
You know, that's true. It is changing so quickly. Right now, the global influencing industry is generating about $20 billion and growing. But so many people love to post on social media, get paid for it to influence.
Why not?
Maybe major in it, get a degree in it.
It's mind-boggling and amazing. People are making money on that. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner influences people every day and possibly getting some folks to go to the mountains. Look at this.
There you go.
Yes, we were there yesterday right here at Grandfather Mountain. We ended up doing a hike sort of on the side of Grandfather Mountain, and it was absolutely beautiful. You know, the photos never do it justice. The color at 4,000 to 6,000 feet was just absolutely spectacular. So if you're headed to the mountains this weekend or even the following weekend, you're still going to find some really good color from 4,000 down to 3,000 and then, you know, down to 2,000 feet. So the Boone area this coming weekend, probably next weekend in Asheville. So just absolutely beautiful. It was a little bit cloudy, as you can see, but the colors were just spectacular. It's a beautiful day today. It's definitely on the cool side, but we've got this blue sky with these beautiful puffy cumulus clouds here in Goldsboro. Goldsboro, Chapel Hill, Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, of course, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, Apex as well. It's a cool day out there. We're going to see partly cloudy skies. There could be one or two sprinkles this evening. Pretty much everybody's going to end up staying dry, but if you see a sprinkle or two, it's a little disturbance swinging through. We turned warmer by the middle of the week with 70s moving back for our high temperatures, and then our next cold front comes in on Friday. The next 3 days at the fair looking great, 63 under partly cloudy skies for today, 66 on Tuesday, and mostly sunny Partly cloudy Wednesday with a high of 70 degrees. So beautiful, beautiful weather. You can see a few sprinkles over the mountains. We're going to see a little bit of this disturbance swinging by, but it's likely to be moisture starved by the time it gets to us. The next thing that we'll be watching for rain is this front on Friday. We'll pause it here Friday morning at 9 a.m. and we're dry in the morning, but we do have the chance of some showers late in the day. At 6 p.m., it looks dry, and this version of Futurecast doesn't have very much rain for us, but we'll give it another couple of days. By Wednesday, we have the high-resolution models that start to come in for Friday and Saturday, and that'll give us a much better idea of really specific timing for this. I know Friday, of course, is always important, especially during the fair and for Friday night football, so we'll be watching closely. We do have a front that'll come through Friday night into early Saturday, so we'll be watching out for some rain. It doesn't look like much, that's for sure. A quarter of an inch or less in the next 7 days, and the only day that we have rain in the forecast is Friday. Tropical outlook, a 70% chance that this system develops in the next 7 days. You can follow the computer models and they go west and then start to make a turn to the north. Right now, it looks like this storm is going to turn away from the United States and hopefully miss Bermuda as well. But of course, it's something that we'll watch closely over the next 7 days as we get more information. 72 on Thursday, 70 on Friday. Once Friday's front comes through, we're a little cooler with highs in the 60s over the weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. 100 years and counting. Today, the House of Mouse marks a huge milestone. How the Walt Disney Company is celebrating generations of family fun.
Water.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. Authorities arrested at least three people during the Hillside High School homecoming parade. Also during that parade, a scary situation as a car drove the wrong way right through the middle of it. Durham police say two dirt bike riders were taken into custody after trying to join the parade. Police say another woman with them was also arrested for an outstanding warrant.
Israel is continuing to strike Gaza today. 500,000 residents have left northern Gaza for the south as Israel gears up for the next stage of its war. Since Hamas attacked, more than 1,400 Israelis have died and nearly 2,800 Palestinians have been killed.
For the first time since the school fired him, we are hearing from former St. Augustine's football coach Howard Fagans. A source told WRL Fagans was fired after playing an ineligible player. A group of players watched as he spoke, supporting him. We'll have his message tonight on our evening news and on WRLSportsFan.com.
A popular Easter treat is changing its ingredients for safety reasons, but it won't happen in time for the upcoming season. The makers of Peeps marshmallow candy will stop using red dye number 3 after Easter next year. The change comes after California's governor signed a bill banning certain food and drink additives, including red dye number 3. The coloring agent is suspected of being a carcinogenic.
Today, the Walt Disney Company celebrates its 100th anniversary, and it's doing it in style.
Is that it? They all gone? Oh, boy! Come on, Minnie! This is it!
Let's get the gang! Yahoo!
The company is marking the occasion with the release of a short film featuring more than 500 characters from 85 films. The most famous character, Mickey Mouse, debuted in 1928 as Steamboat Willie. Since then, Disney has brought characters alive and incorporated others, other empires, if you will, like Star Wars and Marvel Universe franchises. A Star Wars X-Wing filming model has sold at auction for more than $3.1 million. The original 20-inch Starfighter model is one of just four built for close-ups and used in the final battle scenes. It was discovered in a box in the model maker's garage after having been thought lost for decades. Heritage Auctions calls it the pinnacle of Star Wars artifacts to ever reach the market.
Our pets of the day were born on Mother's Day, and we're told they are sweeter than sweet. The Velcro sisters are chocolate Labrador Retriever and Plot Hound pups, so about 5 months old. It didn't take long for the video team to capture their kind-hearted nature. A kind and brave six-year-old named Ryder has been helping them build their trust and confidence. If you're able to provide and share deep love, care, and loyalty, call ARF Rehab at the number on your screen, 919-894-1111.
Coming up at 4, the city of Raleigh is figuring out what to do with the dozens of buildings on the Dix Park campus. We're getting our first look at the estimates of what it will cost to keep them and who could be asked to pay for it.
NBC News Daily is next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Get breaking news updates anytime with the WRAL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.